folks, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart. Super excited to be here this week, the week after the election, to share current events with you, spread some joy, maybe some information, and just have a conversation like we would over a cup of coffee in our living room, just being weird together because not too many people, at least not too many liberal people, talk about politics and conspiracy theories that come true. I have a magnet on my refrigerator that says, got the same one for my dad too, I need new conspiracy theories because all of my other ones came true. Our conversations here and on the shows here on the network are going to be atypical to what you would hear in a liberal home because we're addressing things that are real, but at times maybe seem a little bit out of the realm of possibility, i.e. chemtrails. I want to talk about chemtrails today in a little bit. But yes, we are going to broach some cool things on here. We do a lot with self-healing and how to better yourself and how to be a better person. And we also talk about some current events and we talk about just whatever strikes my fancy that week. I typically pray and meditate on a subject and it just comes to me. And this week's, of course, the main star, the cherry on the top of the sundae, was the recent election. And while, okay, so let me kind of give you a glimpse into how my mind works. Being gifted is something that everybody is. We've all been given these gifts by Creator, but I view things a little bit differently, and I get to see things sometimes. And so from an overall standpoint, I am absolutely thrilled, of course, that Trump won and that Trump won by the landslide victory that he, or at least the powers that be, say he did. But I wanted to just give you a little more insight into how I think and what happens, you know, with me inside of me, these little glints and glimmers that I get. So here's the thing. I feel energy. And leading up to the election, on the planet as a whole, anyone I spoke to, if I went out to a store, wherever I was for a long time before the election, but especially the last several weeks before the election, there was a feeling of anxiety and heaviness and worry and anxiousness. And I typically will, when I'm feeling that way, I understand that it's not my energy because I'm empathic. I'm feeling other people's energies. And it was something that I needed to filter out on the daily. And I needed to just get back to balance and feel it, let it go, knowing that, okay, I'm getting the overall vibe of, I don't necessarily want to see the nation, but many, many people across, not just the country, I don't think, but across the globe. And after the election, I stayed up until 4:15 the day of the election, something like that, waiting for them to announce, and it still hadn't been announced yet, and I had watched Trump's acceptance speech with his family on stage, and I went to bed finally just because I couldn't stay awake any longer. Woke up the next morning, got the results, which I already knew was going to be the case. But when I woke up the next morning, I felt this incredible lightness. It had felt like 1,000 pounds had been lifted from my shoulders. I woke with a general feeling of euphoria and peace and calmness and just this inner happiness and joyousness that I haven't felt in quite some time when I'm feeling the energy of people, other people in general. Not to say that personally speaking, I wasn't filled with those feelings to a degree, but this was specifically everybody else. So when I say everybody else, obviously, I don't mean the liberals, but the overwhelming feeling. That right there indicated to me clearly and plainly that many, many more people voted for DJT than the witch. And the feeling, it was so all-encompassing. it was incredible to feel, because that is the inner joy that I strive for to maintain in myself every single day, and to be able to feel so many others mirroring that feeling and vibrating it back was just so awesome. It was kind of one of those had to be there moments. And if you're not like I am, or at least you're not open to feeling what I am yet, it's hard to describe, but I'm trying to put it into words. It's so difficult to do. Then after I got up and I had my coffee, I went and looked, and I felt the overall vibe of everybody else. Didn't turn on social media, and I absolutely knew that the crazy people that are out there were having positive meltdowns. And that vibration was very low. It was very, honestly, hysterical. The energy was very hysterical in nature. It was scattered. It was all over the place. It was bouncing. I had glimpses over and over in my head of people screaming and yelling and stamping their fists and acting like utter and complete children and lunatics. And then I also looked into some famous people and some political people, and the vibes I got from them was panic, fear, much anxiety, nervousness, and a feeling of what I was shown was a pack of wolves turning on each other, hyenas turning on each other, that sort of thing. I was visually shown people throwing each other under the bus, trying to save themselves, and utter and complete panic. People throwing clothes into suitcases and really not in a in a spirit of calmness. It was like, we got to get the hell out of here, and we got to get out of here now. And fear. There was a lot of fear. There was also some surprise thrown in there and disbelief. Kind of like the last election, how could he have won type of thing. When that happened, boy, it was off the charts. I can tell you he absolutely won by a greater margin than what they showed. And initially, and this was not a vision or a gut feeling, but when I thought about it from a logical perspective, knowing how the dark side works, as I watched the election numbers and when I went to bed and it wasn't announced yet, I thought possibly what would happen would be that I would wake up in the morning and all of a sudden all these missing votes would have shown up and it would have switched to the other side, showing Kamala as the winner. But there are a lot of forces at play here that we are not seeing on the outside. And there was a percentage of, well, first of all, I think the early vote saved Donald Trump's butt in a lot of ways. I feel like that was like a great political strategy, because the early voting, I think, had less of a chance to be messed with. And so I think that really absolutely helped him to propel himself as far as what the numbers showed. But my logical mind was saying, I'm going to wake up in the morning and they're going to have flipped it the other way because the cabal and the bad guys and how they operate. But that wasn't the case. And inherently, I knew he would come out ahead. I just knew it. But my logical mind was like, they're going to do something to screw this up. So then I tried to look forward. What are some of the things that we needed to be concerned about? Well, yes, they are going to try and take him out of the equation. I feel that, and it's something that the country knows that we need to be aware of. And if I look at things from a PSYOP point of view, and some of you may not want to hear this, but to break the back of the Americans, to break the American spirit, if something were to happen to Donald Trump after the elation of the recent victory and the vibe of the planet, wouldn't that be the proverbial death blow to the spirit of the nation if they were to be able to be successful in taking him out? So then my logical mind again is like, well, is this a ploy? They're going to put him in place and then they're going to knock him out and it's totally going to desecrate the American people, or will it spur them into a civil war type scenario? I felt for a while that martial law is a distinct possibility for what's coming in the months ahead. And that's why my last show was so geared to preparation. I think that that absolutely could happen. And I was asked to be a guest on a show last night, actually, with my good and longtime friends, Briscala and Company, on his network, which I am on, Trim Radio. That's one of the three that I broadcast from. And a shout out to all of you that are listening on that network. I'm very thankful for your support and your listenership. And it was an extraordinary panel. Several wonderful guests, guys that I used to do roundtables with years ago that we got to reunite with. It was really a nice time. And he had another guest that I've been on his new network with. So a few shows recently, like within the past year or so, that also had a ton of information to share, who had some background political knowledge. So yeah, thanks to everybody who listens. I appreciate you all so much. And I'm thrilled to be a part of the information that you listen to. It's just a great feeling. But anyway, we were talking, and one thing that I shared last night is, and the general consensus of the panel as well, is that the next couple of months are going to get pretty hairy. We're going to see some things that were unprecedented. And whether it be, one of the things that I shared personally was whether it be the Soros-funded Antifa stuff really amping up, or also what I shared last night was because of the feelings that I get from these unhinged liberals, these people that are screaming and yelling. And then when I went on social media, everything that I had been shown was right there. They're just people screaming, yelling, having meltdowns, stomping their feet. Everything that I was shown was right there on social media. And I thought, wow, wow. These are people that we really need to watch. Now, let me tell you a little bit of why I feel this. When Kamala gave her acceptance speech, if anybody paid close attention, within the first, like, say, 3 to 5 minutes, because I really don't want to have to go back and give you a minute, Mark. It's just, she's not worth my time. But she came out and said, we need to keep fighting. We need to keep fighting. We need to keep fighting. And that right there is a calm. To me, that's a calm. She's still telling her side that they need to fight and continue the battle. Now, later on in the speech, she did go through this soliloquy about how we need to have a peaceful transfer of power and we need to respect, and that's what the American people want and deserve and all of that. But she came out of the gate talking about we need to fight. And she did refer to that later on, that we need to fight, you know, and she gave some examples like in our community atmospheres, and she alluded to, or maybe she actually even said, you know, peaceful protests, things like that, and getting involved in our community boards and, you know, town meetings, whatever. But that was a calm. And what I've found is that the people that have taken the jab as a whole, short-term memories out the window. And people like us are having issues with that too. And we're going to talk about that the next segment. But for right now, let's focus on that. We have people that have taken this jab and have taken the subsequent boosters. And they were mentally ill, a lot of them, to begin with. We know that a lot of the behavior that we're seeing that is trying to be pushed into the mainstream, and that is being pushed upon our children especially, and the people as a whole, whether it be predictive programming, subliminally, in music. We know it's in music, in movies. The stars that these children and these young adults and people in general look up to and admire. And oh, wait a minute. Idolize? Worship? These people are pushing a specific transgender agenda. And we have this whole ball of wax between the jab, the GMOs in our food, what's being sprayed out there in the form of chemtrails, prescription medication that a lot of these people are on, that the side effects are worse than what they're trying to treat. We have these gender-altering drugs that they're giving to our kids. All of this makes the perfect storm for an absolutely crazy individual and someone with negative spiritual affliction as well. So what I spoke about on the show last night and what I recommend to my clients is for the next several months, especially, keep your head on a swivel and don't openly gloat about your guy winning the election. We're not supposed to have pride anyway, right? But what you have to realize is what I see and what I feel is that was her part of that speech was absolutely a calm. C-O-M-M, calm. She is telling you later on, be calm, be peaceful, transfer. But that's not what she was saying in the beginning. And there are people, because of the things that I just mentioned that they put into their bodies, that have the attention span of a gnat. It's like a 30-second attention span at best. All those people are going to hear and all those people are going to focus on is the we need to fight. We need to keep fighting. So having said that, there are already incidences happening where people are out in public and they're being attacked by these liberals because they feel as though the conservatives are not respecting their needs to be a cat or their beliefs or whatever. They're already. How many videos have you seen on the internet? I have seen a plethora of videos on the internet, mostly from 20-something children who are probably still residing in mommy's basement that, you know, Gen X is horrible and you people don't know what you're talking about and we're going to come get you. Open threats on platforms like, well, I'm on Telegram, so they've been shared from mostly TikTok and Instagram, and I'm on Instagram as well. So I'm seeing these videos of these young, mostly liberals that are absolutely demented. Their eyes are rolling around in their head, and they're some cases black as night. Their pupils, their eyes, and their eyes. And and they're, we're going to get you, and talking about shooting people and killing people, and we're going to take you out, and you better be afraid, and we're coming for you. So this is the time for all of that energy to be swirling around. And this is the time that people like Soros and people that fund Antifa are going to scap those people up like crazy and be like, go ahead, go crazy. And just individually, there are so many unhinged people on the planet because of the things that they put in their body that you just don't know anymore when you're walking down the street. If you're going to get attacked, look at the punch game that happened a couple of years ago. Stuff like that. So I counsel everybody to keep your head on a swivel and just watch your surroundings and know that it's potentially going to be a problem where people that even outwardly look conservative or are white could be under a very heavy form of attack. And even if this is just on an individual level, these random crazies, there are so many random crazies right now on the planet that I can assure you, you're going to hear pockets of this happening. That was the other reason I wanted everybody to prepare, especially after the election, is to go vote, do what you need to do, and stay home afterwards. Let things calm down a little bit and make sure you and yourself, your families are safe. Like I said last night on the show, I'm not trying to fearmonger, and I'm absolutely not projecting the energy that way. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not pre-programming that. Because the other side of the equation is what I'd like for everybody to do is to stay focused and to stay positive and to stay balanced. So the armor is on you. You have your white light around you. There are angels around you. You are protected. See yourself being protected, going where you need to go and getting home safely. Your children going to school and getting home safely. Everybody, visualize everybody being safe and protected, and have that prayer. Use that prayer and focus that energy toward insulating yourselves and your families at this time, because the potential is there. I feel it, and I have seen different instances in vision of these people going nuts, but physical attacks. So just something to be concerned about and something to be aware of, but not fear. Everyone has innate abilities where we can have inside of us a feeling and a knowing of self-preservation, a feeling and a knowing that we have no fear, we should have no fear. But not having fear doesn't mean that we shouldn't be aware of what's going on around us. These people are extremely upset that this woman did not win. Politically speaking, that's also going to be, in essence, a shit show. You're going to see a lot of stuff going on in politics that they're going to do everything that they can to keep him from getting back into the White House. We know about the court case. We know about the two attempts to dethrone him when he was in office before. Dethrone him. I'm speaking of him as though he's a king, aren't I? Isn't that interesting? Why would I use that word? Why would that word flow out of my mouth? Because biblically speaking, this is a very prophetic time. And I was shown in vision years ago much about Mr. Trump. And I was shown he's going to do a lot of good things for this country. He's going to help the people. He is for the people. I was asked last night on the show, do you really think that he's going to keep his word to the American people? And I do feel as though he is going to do as much as he can for the country, for the people, to gain their trust and support. And I think he's going to change a lot of things. And I really like his running mate. We talked about that last night on the show. Everybody put their two cents in as to what they thought about Vance. I get a really good feeling out of him. And I do agree with one of the other guests on that show that were something to happen to Donald Trump, he would step up and kind of be on a vengeance thing where he's going to go after them and he's going to go after them hard. I do feel that. This guy is, he's got a lot of courage inside of him. He's got a heart like a lion. And when I compare him to Kamala's running mate, Tim Walz, who got up there on the podium and preached God all day long and talked about church and prayer, he was on a ticket that openly supported abortion. And I brought that up last night as well, is when you compare the two, there's no comparison. And when you compare the victory that we have here compared to the former administration, absolutely no comparison. There's no way that it couldn't get better. I mean, if you put Bugs Bunny in the White House, it would have to get better, in my opinion. But things are going to. We have this period of peace and security that needs to transpire. And while I say that, a lot of people that have listened to me for years, and especially the past 2 or 3 years, know that the Bible I feel has been changed and parts left out and changed. It's a wonderful guidebook, though. It really is. And the things that are spoken of in there, a lot of it is allegorical and a lot of it is a story, but there's a lot of truth contained within. And when I say that, what I mean is that you have to be able to read between the lines and you have to have your own discernment and spiritual radar to be able to pick up on some things that are there but maybe aren't openly aware on the surface as you just read the lines. Energetically speaking, the second coming is also going to be an energetic movement. People are spiritually waking up. They're starting to see the dark and the deception and all of the lies that we've been told and what our country is specifically. We are a corporation right now, folks. We're a corporation. We need to get rid of the corporation of America, okay? But because we're still under the crown. Do your research. We're still under the crown of England. We're still under the Vatican. So that all needs to go away. I was asked about Kennedy too last night. Yeah, I think he's going to do a lot to the fluoride out of the water. Somebody brought up, I think that's amazing. That needed to happen years ago. We know that they used fluoride in Nazi Germany. Where did all of those people go? And this was talked about last night too. Where did all of those people go that fled Nazi Germany, all those scientists? Hello? They came here. They came here. These are the same guys that are developing these things that we're seeing happen now or have developed the technology. Fluoride is super bad. And one thing that I wanted to share with everybody and I talked about last night too is, and I don't know if I mentioned this previously on my shows, but when you're using filters for your fluoridated water, watch your shower too. If you can get some kind of filter on your shower head, because as you take a shower, even if you're not drinking the physical water, if you're showering, it's getting into your pores and getting into your body that way. So something else to be concerned about that you might not have thought about before. You want to stop the fluoride from coming into your body by any means possible. Filtration systems for your sinks and also for your shower. But I'm bouncing all over the place here. Let me get back on topic. The next couple of months are going to be hairy. And probably a little bit longer than the next couple of months. So do everything you can to protect yourselves and your families. Keep your head on a swivel. Kind of stay low. Stay low for a while. Don't go out there and with your Trump hats and your Trump t-shirts and gloat in public. Because just like Biden wanted a target on Trump, there are unhinged people out there that are going to consider that possibly a target for you and an excuse to be able to attack you. And it may just be verbal. But do you really want to, why even subject yourself to that type of energy? Don't even worry about it. You've gotten the victory that you've been waiting for. That should be enough. Don't gloat about it or flaunt it in public. Let's look to the future. And let's seriously try to rebuild, not like Kamala said in her speech, because she didn't mean it, but let's really make a solid effort to unify ourselves and our country and the world in general. Let's look to be positive and embrace our neighbors. Whether or not they have differences, I never had an issue with people being different. It was when they tried to change society as a whole and when they tried to force their belief structures on us who are free thinkers and have the right to think what we want, believe what we want, and practice our religions and live our lives the way we want. Everyone has the right to do that as long as they're not harming anybody else. And that's what we need to focus on as a nation. We need to come together and celebrate our differences and respect our differences as long as they're not hurting anybody else. But we need to have the freedom to be who we want to be. And we need to have the freedom to speak in a public forum and on social media without being banned and restricted and taken down and thrown out of the the proverbial group, that's where we want to be. And that's what I strive for. And that's what I hope all of you strive for as well. Because that unification and that energy is what truly is going to be the death blow for the bad people. I've been saying this for years. Once we come together as a whole and put aside all of the trivial bullshit, we're going to be able to defeat these dark forces. And every ounce of positive energy, every positive thought, every positive action, every positive word that comes out of our mouths. Words are spells. Words are spells. We need to promote positivity and love and peace and joy. And as we do that, we ourselves will be filled with those feelings. And once you get to that plateau where you're living in that constant state of positivity and joy and experiencing the beauty in nature, the simple things that we've been given, whether it be a tree or a rock that's pretty or a beautiful bird or hearing a call of an animal out in the woods or reading a beautiful passage in our Bibles or in our books or having someone say kind words to us and the feelings that that elicits and the feeling that we get when we spread that positivity to another human being, especially someone who really needs to hear it today. Giving them a compliment. Wow, that's a really nice shirt. You look really pretty today. That was a great job that you did. I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of your efforts. All of that is what helps to project and propel us to where we want to be as a whole. Last night, we also talked about one of the guys that does podcasts. He's been out for a long time. His name is Benjamin Fulford. I've got mixed feelings on him. I've listened to him for years, but I will tell you that he came out and gave an exact number of people, politicians specifically, that supposedly were going to be publicly executed for crimes of treason. Now, having said that, is that a probability or a possibility? Anything's possible. Would it send an absolute earthquake tremor through the inner sanctums and the foundations of the bad guys were that to happen? Abso-freaking-lutely. But is it something that's a reality? I question that. Now, military tribunals, these people being taken before the military, so they're not spending years, and we talked about this last night too, and the general consensus is that that would be the most effective way to go as opposed to these guys, you know, like the Puff Diddy scenario and the Epstein Island scenario and just anybody, politicians that are dirty, being brought into the court system that's already a broken, bad system. That's not going to do anything. I mean, you tell a guy, oh, we'll put you in jail and you're going to go to court in 2 years and, you know, and then you got these crooked judges. That all needs to change. But to do it militarily in the form of a tribunal, it's absolutely going to be the most effective way to do things. And that may be why the military might have to come into play. But before that happens, the military needs to be cleaned up because there's a lot of them that are dirty in the higher echelon there too. So that would need to be revamped before all of that happens. I think right now in our country, we got to get rid of the pink tanks. We have to develop courage and strength in our military. We need our military to stand strong. Right now, we're a laughingstock. Now, with Trump at the helm, that's changed a lot of things. There are people that are already shaking in their boots. With that being said, though, military structure needs to change. We need to bring back the true Americans, the true people that are loyal to our people and to the country as a whole. And then once that happens, is it a possibility? Yeah, it's a possibility. Is it a probability? Remains to be seen. But that would be the most effective way to move forward. You know, that's something that I wouldn't, were it to be public, something that I absolutely would not want my children to be privy to. So it would absolutely send a message, undoubtedly. Unquestionably. But I also have to look at that energetically as what would it do to the people that were witnessing that. We have PTSD. It is, or at least the symptoms around it are a very real thing. And if we have patriots that are looking at that, that weren't really used to a wartime scenario or haven't seen anybody killed before, I feel like that would be very detrimental to their psyche as well. Would it send a clear message? Absolutely. But I have to be concerned about the people that would be potentially witnessing that and what it could do to their psyche. So I don't know that that would be the way to go. Also, having worked with veterans for as long as I have and for as many years as I have that struggle with PTSD, I wonder what it would do to them and their forward progression. Those that are seeking treatment and have been seeking treatment, I worry about my veterans and what that would do to them. And the fact of the matter is that, truth be told, if that were to happen and, say, a military tribunal take place and these people were to be executed, all they would have to do is show those videos or one or two of those to the remainder of the people that are guilty of that. And I think that would be enough. With AI, the reality of it is that if I go under the premise that the American people want to see these people truly being executed and not just the lip service that we've heard about for years. Let's face it, folks, with AI and all of the technology that they have out there, they could make that appear on television as though it were a real execution, and it could all be fabricated. We really don't have a guarantee unless it were something that were openly in public, live, and you could go like you would in the Old West days to a public hanging and witness it there. And then again, you know, you have clones, you have actors, you have rubber masks. There's so much room there for error. So going by the premise that the American people would want to see that and see those people executed, you just don't know that it's really going to be them anyway, right? So there has to come a time where you have to have faith. And if they tell you that it happens and you maybe just believe it, do you really want to witness it and consider everything I just talked about? I actually mentioned last night the song Willie Nelson, Whiskey for My Men, Beer for My Horses with Toby Keith. That is the sentiment that, you know, being raised on Westerns and John Wayne and Gunsmoke and being a lifelong fan of just that time period in general and the good guys winning and all of that, the vibe is just so cool to think about. But in reality, is that something I personally would want to witness to make sure that it happened? Probably not, being honest. I don't want to subject my psyche and my energy to that. And so that's just my opinion. Oh, these rabbit holes we go down. We're going to stop right here and take a musical break. Thank you all for listening to the network. Please support the station. We are totally listener funded. I appreciate all of you and would totally appreciate anything that you can give to keep us going, keep the network running. And also, if you want to be a superstar and have your own business and you have a commercial to put on the network, please contact the station. I'm sure they'd be happy to accommodate you, whether it be on my show or the network in general. And also, if you don't have a professional commercial but would like one, please hit up the owner or the producer, and I'm sure that they would be thrilled to get something together for you that you'll totally enjoy and that will be mutually beneficial for both the station and your business. My intro and exit music and a lot of my break time music is provided by my good buddy Pat Carr. Check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. He's an amazing original artist from Louisiana, and please support him. Tell him Maggie sent you. We'll be back after this. Just kidding, here's the real song.
station. Play a little music on the air. Spread a little love to the people out there. Gonna go out walking in the world. Breathe a little clean fresh air. Find a place to offer up a silent prayer. All those years I spent in lonely isolation, claiming I had no regrets for the things I'd done. Love my mind, dream my body, think my soul, and now I'm fine. Cause I know that my Lord has made me whole. I'm gonna buy a radio station, play a little music on the air, spread a little love to the people out there. Gonna do some talking about Jesus, telling everybody everywhere to turn the people on to the love that's there.
Okay, thanks for joining me for the second half of the Positude Podcast. I am your host, Maggie Hart. Please reach out for me for any of your spiritual, physical, mental, or emotional needs at Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, underscore Hart, H-E-A-R-T, at Outlook.com. That's Maggie, underscore Hart, M-A-G-G-I-E, underscore Hart, H-E-A-R-T, at Outlook.com. Let me help you. So the first half of the show, we talked about political stuff in the recent election. I'd like to get into something that we also broached last night on the show that I was a guest on. I want to talk some more about chemtrails because I think it's important. There has been a rise in people having very weird symptoms, atypical symptoms, and tinnitus is something that is on the rise and becoming prevalent. So just like I've spoken about on previous episodes, there are a lot of people that are coming down with these really weird eye issues, myself included, actually. Now we've got tinnitus, which there have been newspaper articles published that tinnitus is on the rise. Well, why do you think that is? Just like the eye issues. What could be the cause of that? Let's think about this for a minute. Chemtrails, that's my opinion. While some of this may be due to shedding, chemtrails seems to be the general consensus to a bunch of people, actually, that I've talked to that feel the same way. I wasn't seeing a lot of this until a year, but especially 6 months ago. People that I've known my whole life that haven't taken the jab have had these issues. People that were sharp as a tack before. People that could recall, you know, early childhood events to their 3 or 4 year age mark, going all the way back then, are all of a sudden having these issues. What I've noticed is the difference between this short-term memory issue and the people that were jabbed is that if you give them like a keyword or a reminder, it seems as though it's more readily available for the people that I think are having the environmental issues to recall a word or a story or something that they were supposed to do. Whereas what I've noticed is with the people that were jabbed, their short-term memory, and there have been studies done. We talked about the German guy that did the studies with that. It's just totally wiped from their brain, like memories and things that happened in their childhood. The whole stories are erased. This is a little different because this is like short-term memory, like going to the store for milk and bread and forgetting the milk. Or let's say you want to do something tomorrow. You have your list planned out of things you want to do tomorrow and you forget something on the list or forget somebody's birthday, you know, stuff that you'd always remembered before, stuff like that, short-term memory stuff, as opposed to whole memories and scenarios being wiped out of your head, which is what I'm seeing with the people who have been jabbed. Then we have the eye issues we spoke about, and now tinnitus. A lot of people are experiencing the ringing in their ears, and the Mayo Clinic just put out a study not too long ago that said that if you have tinnitus, they've actually classified that, I think, as a brain disorder or a brain disease. And if you have tinnitus, it seems to indicate that you're more susceptible to developing Alzheimer's, early onset dementia, things like that in later life. So that all fits into the chemtrail scenario because of the components that they're spraying down on us, things like barium and aluminum. Lithium, apparently, is another one I learned last night that they're also supposedly spraying on us. But high amounts of heavy metals in the body would substantiate these side effects. So it's very important that we keep up with our vitamin protocol and our elderberry syrup and our detox protocols and Google those. There are so many out there. There's also a product that I just recently found out about. It's an all-natural supplement. Many companies put them out. You've got to do your research and find the one that's best for you. But there's one that's called Xenotone. Now, that didn't have as good reviews. Like, one website had really good reviews for it and said it was the best one. And then I just looked at another article this morning that had the 24 best supplements for tinnitus, and it wasn't on that list at all. So it's a matter of discretion for you. But what I've been reading is that these tinnitus supplements seem to not only be relieving the tinnitus in people that are taking it, but also it seems to be healing the cells so that their short-term memory is restored and they don't have those recall issues anymore. In addition to the fact that a lot of the testimonials that I read of people taking these types of supplements are much calmer and they're not having the anxiety that they had before. Now, I'm sure when the ringing stops in your ears that your anxiety symptoms from having the tinnitus would subside, but it seems to be an overall issue that the nervousness and the anxiety also subsides, and I find that very interesting. So I would recommend trying that. What I did for my family member who's suffering from tinnitus and short-term memory recall as of recent is I got a 30-day supply just to see. Now, some of those companies say that you need to be on it for 3 to 4 months, but a lot of people have reported a marked decrease in their tinnitus, and in some cases, it's been alleviated entirely in a matter of a couple of days to a week. So it's going to depend on you and your personal chemical makeup, but it's something that you might want to consider in your storehouse to see if it helps you if you're having these issues. I know myself, I've been having a little bit of an issue, not as much as the people that are close to me that I interact with on a very regular basis, but we all go outside. We all cut the grass, rake the leaves, garden, play with flowers. We're outside. And shortness of breath is another one that has been a constant complaint of people that are going outside and spending time outdoors. I've got a pretty good tolerance. I'm not saying I'm in the best physical shape, but I am saying that I have endurance, and I've always had endurance. And when I go outside and I'm working and I feel good when I go outside and I'm out there for 5 minutes and all of a sudden I'm doing menial tasks and I'm short of breath, there's an issue there. When I stay indoors, I don't have the issue. It's when I go outside and I try and do something outside. And that's been a complaint that's been mirrored back to me from a lot of people that I've spoken with. So it stands to reason that whatever they're pumping out into the skies. And oh, by the way, did anybody notice they're doing the planes at night instead of the day now? And I think part of the reason for that is because people have been so vocal about it on social media platforms that they're doing it a little more sneakily now. And one person remarked last night on the show that they're doing it with government planes now, and so you can't really track those. Now, I don't know if that's the case, but I do know that they seem to be quieter than they were before. Brain fog is another one that people are complaining of. And I'm looking at the website Power of Positivity, 10 symptoms for that you have heavy metal toxicity. And they're saying brain fog, digestive problems, fatigue, chronic mental health problems, migraines or headaches. That's something that has been off the charts too. People that don't typically get headaches are suffering from headaches, and my migraines have been a lot worse at times as well. Nausea and stomach cramps, blurry vision, numbness, tingling, and paralysis. That is another thing that a lot of people are suffering from, is the numbness and the tingling in their extremities. A general feeling of upset and tiredness, and difficulty breathing. So look at that. Everything on there are symptoms of people that I've talked to having from spending time outdoors and not doing anything different, any food changes, any lifestyle changes, just simply by spending more time outside. They're having these symptoms. Now, while we know that things like makeup and nonstick pans and food that we eat and the water that we drink can be detrimental due to their heavy metal content, this is something to be concerned about, because everybody goes outside and breathes the air. At least with makeup and things like pots and pans and your water supply, for the most part, you have a choice. You know, you can get a filter, you cannot use that makeup, you can choose different cookware and go to like cast iron. But the air, nobody has a choice about. So what can we do to fix it or help it? Oh, that article, by the way, I forgot to mention, also talks about the stainless steel in thermoses and how some of those can unleash heavy metals into your drink. Also, stainless steel beverage cups and water cups. And it says some herbal remedies could be counterfeit and laced with things like arsenic because of the way they're mixed. I haven't heard of that, but something you may want to consider, checking out your labels and seeing where your stuff is sourced from. You definitely want to be aware of these things, because overexposure of heavy metals can cause Wilson's disease, which can be fatal. I used to watch Quincy MD. It's an old-time show with Jack Klugman. I don't know if any of you remember it. But when he used to go look at corpses, he used to rub Vicks VapoRub in his nose. And when I was praying on a solution for this, that scene from that show actually popped into my head. And I've used it over the years for when I have to encounter stinky smells, like, you know, old garbage or something like that. I'll put a little bit of the Vicks in my nose. And I have an all-natural one that I use that comes from the Amish. It's called Amish Origins, if you want to look it up. And I was guided to put a little bit of that in my nose when I go outside, because it's got a petrolatum base. And what I found was, when I went outside with the Amish Origins slathered on my nose so that it covered my nasal passages and I kept my mouth closed, I was able to have better endurance and work longer and stronger and not have that shortness of breath. Because of the eye problems, I think that if you go outside and wear sunglasses when you're outside, or just any kind of protective wear, you know, like maybe plastic safety glasses might be something to consider. And your ears, these chemicals are getting into your body through your orifices primarily, I would think. So if you maybe want to consider some earplugs if you're outside doing yard work, just maybe over the top, it might sound over the top to you, but it might be something that helps you. I know absolutely that the Amish Origins has helped me, and just being mindful of keeping my mouth closed when I'm outside and not mouth breathing when I'm stuffy helps a lot too. Years ago, I was guided in prayer, and I know I've talked about this way back on my shows, but when it rained to wear a ball cap or a hat or use an umbrella so that the rain didn't hit the top of my head, my crown chakra. So I've taken to doing that too. I think that that would be beneficial. Foods to eat to help heavy metal detox are cilantro, garlic, wild blueberries, lemon water, spirulina, chlorella, barley grass juice powder, Atlantic dulce, curry, green tea, tomatoes, and probiotics, according to an article in Healthline. It also says consider vitamins B, B6, and C, because those deficiencies show poor tolerance of heavy metals and easier toxicity. It also reminds us in that article to avoid heavy metal foods like rice, brown rice specifically, because it can contain arsenic. Fish, you know, tuna fish, larger and long-living fish, because they have mercury, alcohol, and non-organic foods. There are supplements out there that you can buy, but do your research and make sure that it's a safe product for you to use. Deodorant, by the way, is another one you want to watch for and make sure that you're using an all-natural deodorant. You want to cut back on heavy metals in any way that you can. Left alone, it can cause Alzheimer's, dementia, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and cancer. And people that I'm close with are developing symptoms of Alzheimer's and early onset dementia just from being outside. And also the 5G, I think, enters into that too, but that's for another day. We've talked about that before. You can get a hair mineral analysis test. Make sure it's from a lab that doesn't wash the hair, though, because it's important that the hair is unwashed to get a valid result. According to the Wellness Mama, it's important that you mobilize the heavy metals. It says certain supplements and detox methods unlock heavy metals where they are accumulated and get them moving. However, releasing heavy metals can cause even worse problems without step two, which she says is bind and eliminate. The second step grabs onto heavy metals and ensures they are supposed to exit the body as quickly as possible. She stresses that detoxing heavy metals requires special caution, but those two methods essentially are safe to do. But contact your health professional. I'm not a doctor and neither is she, if you have any questions. She also suggests to drink plenty of filtered water, exercise to induce sweating and improve elimination. Use a binding mobilizing supplement. She uses something called Cyto Detox. Support the liver with a nourishing anti-inflammatory diet and spend time in an infrared sauna as well. She also recommends from somebody who's done research named Wendy to take a product called Biosil, B-I-O-S-I-L, or Pectasol, capital P-E-C-T-A, capital S-O-L-C. You might want to research those and check with your doctor before using. She says that's a two-part program, though. Don't take one without the other. And the Wendy that she refers to has a site called MyersDetox.com. You might want to check that out. I've done the Epsom salt baths before to detox. Those help me a lot, too. You can Google those and how to do that. Apple cider vinegar is also beneficial for detoxing, as is eating extra greens. Sulfur-rich foods like garlic, onions, leeks, shallots, cruciferous vegetables, and eggs can also help raise cellular concentrations of SOD, which enhances the liver's ability to detox heavy metals, according to drberg.com. Check out his article. It's also interesting. He suggests maintaining a healthy weight and intermittent fasting. He says broccoli sprouts are an incredibly rich source of sulforaphane, an isocyanate with impressive health benefits. So suggests milk thistle, dandelion root, spirulina, turmeric root, peppermint, burdock root, and licorice root to help promote healthy liver function, and also to take selenium. So if you're suffering from any of these symptoms, hopefully these things will help. Do your own research as well. Take care of yourselves and each other. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.